Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Good evening and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in tonight to this special Seasons of Purpose broadcast, in which once per month we dedicate our program to an hour of prayer. We call it our sweet hour of prayer, and we know the power of prayer. We thank God for the opportunity to pray, because the prayers of the righteous indeed availeth much. And yes, prayer does change everything. So I thank God for you all tuning in tonight. I want to give a special thanks and shout out to tonight's prayer warriors, Minister Hilton Britt, along with Mother Pat Gallo, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Prophetess Cecile Cushing, and Sister Gloria Whitehurst, all who will be joining with us to be able to lift up in prayer our communities, families, churches, nation, issues that face this world. But before we get started, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And so, listen and be blessed as Charles Jenkins tells of the awesomeness of our God. Bear with us. We're having just a little bit of technical difficulty with our music this evening. Thank you. Okay, well, I am not sure exactly why our song isn't playing, but we're going to continue on with the program. Praise God. We're going to begin to open up the program in prayer. Hallelujah. The order of prayer this evening will be Pastor Jasper Whitehurst will start us out in prayer. Then I'm going to ask Minister Hilton Britt, then Mother Pat Gallo, Sister Gloria Whitehurst, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, and Prophetess Cecile Cutchin, if you would pray in that order. And at this time, I'm going to turn the mic, praise God, over to Pastor.
Amen, amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Thank God for his holy word, for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his people in this hour.
Amen.
And thank God for this opportunity to have a heart to praise the Lord, to praise God, to give opportunity to communicate with our Heavenly Father. Amen. For all the needs you have in this hour. Amen. I'll be coming from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. I'll be coming from the King James Version. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, your requests be made known unto God. Amen. This will go on this evening for God to know our heart, know our supplication, and bring before him about our family members, our loved ones, and about our community in this hour. Amen. Let's go to the throne of God, throne of grace, and let's pray for this moment. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you. We glorify your holy name, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne today, Father, Lord, to give prayer to you, Father, Lord, supplication to our Heavenly Father, Lord, to give from our heart the needs of our community, of our family, of our sons and our daughters, Lord, of this nation and throughout the world, Father, Lord. We pray that your peace, that your love abide in us and through us, Lord, to bring forth your mighty power, Father, Lord, that you execute in our life, Father, Lord, for such a time as this. And we thank you, Lord, for our loved ones, Father. We thank you for our families, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for battle of Christ, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those soldiers on the battlefield on today, Father, Lord. We thank God for our mothers and our fathers and our grandparents and our grandchildren, Lord. We thank God for them, Lord, and pray for their safety, Lord. Pray for keeping them safe, Father, for throughout the school year, Lord. Protect them, Father, Lord, for they go through and on the buses, on the drive, on whatever transportation they're using, Lord, train, car, or whatever, Father, Lord. Bless them, guide them, keep them in your care, or your protection, Father, throughout this season, Lord. And let thy will be done, Father, Lord. Pray for those that are in need of prayer for their health, for the healing of their body, mind, spirit, for deliverance, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray for our loved one, our family members, Lord, in this hour, Lord. Pray for each of that one on this line on tonight, Father, Lord. You bless them. Bless them with the love of God, with the peace of God, with your power and your might, Father, Lord. We thank God for you, Lord. We thank God for your peace passes all understanding. Lord. Your peace strengthens us, Lord, where we are weaker. Lord, your grace is sufficient to keep us strong in your might and your power, Father. And we thank God for the opportunity to teach us to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. Teach us to be strong minded in our hearts for the things of God, to be more than just a conqueror, Lord, for you are overcoming for the things of God, for the things of Christ. And we thank God for you, Lord, for greater he is in me in the world, for the greater the things of God, for greater the power of God, for greater the word of God, and for greater his Holy Spirit in us and through us, Lord, that keep us in God and direct us, Lord. And we thank you for your provision, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your power, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your guidance. And all that we do, we plead the blood of Jesus upon our lives, upon our families, friends, and loved ones, Father. Just have your way, Father, Lord. Have your way of this hour for the people of God, for our family of God, for the unity of the church, unity of our soul, and unity of the spirit, Father, Lord, and unity in our community, Lord. And we do reject anything that come up against the things of God, Lord. There's no weapon formed against your prophet, no weapon of violence, no weapon of the enemy, Lord, no weapon of the treasure of the enemy shall prosper, Father, Lord. We claim victory in Jesus' name, Lord. We claim we have victory in our renewal of our mind, renewal of our body, renewal of our spirit, Father, Lord. We pray you and thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for you keeping that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father Lord, that God had not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a soundness of mind on this hour, Lord. And we pray, we declare that on this hour, Lord, we decree this hour, Lord, that you would give soundness of our mind, hearts, and body, spirit, Lord, and pray for one another. Pray that we have come together in the unity of the brotherhood, Lord, unity of the sisterhood, Lord, on this hour, Lord, to come together in prayer, Lord, where one or two are gathered together there, you shall be in the midst, Father. You don't tell that many people. All you tell somebody has a mind, a heart to pray for the things of God, to pray to get the Holy Spirit here, to pray for the Holy Anointing of God in our life, to pray that God would keep us, guide and protect us along this life journey each and every day, Father, Lord. And we thank you for this victory, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the peace, Lord. We thank you for your love and kindness, Lord. We thank you for your mercy on this hour, Lord. We thank you for the peace of mind and our heart, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing to be a blessing and all we do to bring honor and glory into your people, Lord. Let your will be done, Father, Lord. And we pray for your perfect will be done in our life, in the life of our family members and loved ones. In Jesus' name we pray forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray that thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you for that prayer, Pastor Jasper. Praise God. We're going to have just a quick change in the order of prayer. Elder Lisa Strayhorn needs to pray because she does have another assignment.
Amen.
And so we're going to go ahead and open the lines up for her.
Yes, I'm
going to ask if there is any additional prayer requests, and then we will at that point move on in our program with Minister Hilton Britt following our prayer request. So at this time, I'm going to open the line up for Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Praise God. Elder Lisa Strayhorn.
Yes.
Just one moment. All right. Praise God. Elder, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Amen. Go right ahead, please.
Yes. Praise God on tonight. On the scripture that
amen.
I will be coming from is Psalm 71, verses 1 through 6. It says, in you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness,
amen.
Rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From my birth, I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb, and I will ever praise you. That was Psalm
amen.
71, 1 through 6. I tell
yes,
you, the Lord
amen.
Is so good. It says, I'm thinking of that song, I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me.
All
my days, I just held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And I just thank the Lord for that tonight. Because he
amen.
Said, all my life you've been faithful. All my life you've
amen.
Been so, so good. With every breath
amen.
That I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. So tonight,
amen.
Father God, we approach the throne of grace. Thank you,
amen.
First of all, for everything you have done for us. Father God, our family needs strength and support to make it through each day. We are all coming to take refuge in you. We say your words out loud and believe them and take comfort in them. You tell us in Psalm 62, 1 and 2, you says, my soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. We choose to believe
amen.
These words, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to continue to comfort us, support us, and give us strength we need to make it through each and every day. Please, Jesus, give us the wisdom to make the best choices of our families, Lord. Give us grace to
yes.
trust you, even when we don't see the immediate answers. God, give us hope to carry on in spite of the circumstances around us. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. We thank you for your constant care and peace. And we call upon you, Father God, in these difficult times. When people are sick and struggling to make ends meet, it is easy to lose hope. But Father God, give us the strength and the power to carry on in spite of what is happening all around us. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes on you and not on our problems. Comfort and strengthen us to make it through. Oh, Father God, always remind us of who you are and what you can do. You see, Lord God, you are bigger than all the problems and all of our worries. You provide the perfect example of strength in the midst of an extreme adversity. You give our families and churches strength, Lord, to come together as a family of God. Father God, we ask you to provide comfort for each of us. Help us to always comfort one another, Father God. In these trying days, Lord, we need each other. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's family, Lord. So we thank you for all the blessings you've bestowed upon us, Lord. I pray for everyone in our family and extended family. I pray for all of the sons and daughters and mothers and fathers, the pastors and church leaders. Give us all of the strength and patience we need to relate to one another and to support one another, Father God. I pray for the grandparents that they will be able to impart wisdom and to those who are under their care, Lord. Help the young people listen to their elders, Lord, and respect their advice.
Yes.
Father God, I pray tonight for sisters and brothers that they will give each other strength to care for one another, support one another. And even though we sometimes don't get along, Lord, help us to come together and love one another, Father God.
Thank you, Lord,
for all that you have brought out to our families, for all that you have provided for our families, Lord. Tonight we just thank you, and we just ask you to continue to protect us and strengthen us, Father God. Tonight, Father, we sometimes worry about the future and what the future holds for our family, Lord. But we got to realize that you are the one that holds the future, Lord. And you're the one that take care of us, that provides for us, that strengthens us, Father. So we just ask you, Lord God, to please, Lord, let us to rest in your promises, Lord. For in Isaiah 12:2, it says, I tell you surely, God is my salvation. I will trust him and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I thank you, God, for these incredible words of comfort. So tonight, Father God, our families have been struggling with health issues. We need your strength, Lord. We need you to renew us. Lord, we ask you to guide us and be near as we attempt to regain our health. Strengthen our bodies and our minds as we struggle through these seasons of life. Help us to support and take care of each other as we should in these times of sickness. Oh, Majesty on High, we love you, and we just ask that your compassion will flow through us and that it will flow to all around us, Lord. Give us the compassion and empathy we need to understand what those in our community are going through, Lord. Sometimes people are going through things, and we don't know what they are going through, Lord, but you know what they're going through, Lord. So help us to love them. Help us not to judge them, Father God, or condemn them, but rather, Lord, help us to come alongside of them and offer our support, Lord God. You be our hands and our feet, Father God, and may our hands be your hands, reaching out to us and our communities. May our lips speak of your love and how you came to this sin-cursed world to save all of us. May we be the good Samaritan to someone in need. May we be the house dwelling, Father God, Holy Spirit, live and love through us. May our community see you and your goodness and your work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Now, Lord, be with all the prayer requests. Be with everyone on this radio broadcast, Lord. You know what each person stands in need of, so supply that need, Father God. Continue to bless the ministry of Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, Lord. We pray in your Son Jesus' name, a name above all names, a name where demons tremble and flee, Lord, a name that heals and restores. It is in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Elder Lisa. Yes.
Thank you.
For that prayer. Praise God. That powerful prayer. We give God the glory and God bless you tonight. Yes, Lord. We're going to go ahead and prepare to open the line up for prayer requests. If you have a personal prayer request tonight, if you have a prayer request for someone else, that we can lift up those requests in prayer tonight, we're going to ask that you go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad right now. Press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. We ask that you share your prayer request. We will certainly document it. We will lift up those requests in prayer. So is there anyone tonight, praise God, that has a prayer request? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Go ahead, Mother Pat, caller 0400. What is your prayer request tonight, praise God?
Good afternoon. My prayer request is for my sister and my nephew. And in fact, my older sister's children, salvation and healing. My sister has been diagnosed with COPD, and her son, the same thing. And they cannot walk without having their oxygen tanks with them. So they really need Uber God in their lives, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. So, Wilfred, and Deborah.
Ruth, Wilford, and Deborah. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
I put that down. All right. Thank you so much, Mother Pat, for sharing. Praise God. Is there another that have a prayer request tonight? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio and lift your prayer request up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Caller 6, just 1 second. Caller 6769, Elder Lisa, go right ahead, please.
Yes, I'm asking for prayer for me and my family, especially my husband. Please keep him in prayer, especially, Lord. Everyone, God can make a way. He can do all things which fail. And so we can ask him for prayer. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer request,
yes.
Elder Lisa, and we will certainly lift your husband and family up in our prayer.
Amen.
Praise God. Go ahead, press 1 on your dial pad. Praise God. Caller 5434, 5434. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, this is Pastor Valencia Jackson. I'm calling for prayer from my elderly member of my church. She had a fall, and she bruised up some ribs, and she's like 89 years old. So I'm asking prayer for her.
Amen.
Amen.
Broken ribs. Okay. We have that down. Thank you for sharing that prayer request.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. God bless you. Is there another tonight, one on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio? We know the power of prayer. Yes, prayers of the righteous avail. Prayer changes everything. The Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. God hears. Oh, yes, he does. And not only does he hear, he answers our prayers. Prayers move mountains, and there's nothing like coming together in unity. The Word of God says one can put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. And so we thank God for the tens of thousands that we will put to flight tonight by the grace of God. Amen. Is there another? Praise God. Let's see. Did we do 5, 4, 3, 4? Yes. Caller Your last digits are 8640. 8640. Can you hear me? Go right ahead, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Cecilia Kitchen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You guys are grateful for my son. He's looking for another job. He basically got hired for one job, but they're kind of sort of taking him through some red tape. As well as my daughter, in regards to she's looking for another job and housing for her. She's trying to move. And just finances for me.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Got a job, housing. Amen. All right. We have it down. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that.
God bless you.
God bless you tonight. Is there another? Yes, Lord. Thank God for the opportunity to pray. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is there another tonight? Just press one on your dial pad. Amen. Praise God. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and continue with the program. And at this time, I'm going to ask my brother, Minister Hilton Britt.
Praise God.
Praise God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go ahead. Minister Hilton, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can. Praise the Lord for this opportunity to stand in the gap and make up the hedge with you all. Was for the people of God and for the family and the household of God. So we give the Lord all praise and glory and honor. Lord, we bless your holy name this evening, O Lord. We enter into your courts with thanksgiving, Lord Jesus. We enter into your gates with praise, O God, because we know that men and women ought always to praise the Lord for his wonderful works and for his grace and mercy and his favor and great love for the sons of men. We thank you, Lord, that you, O Lord, loved us so much that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, the ungodly, Lord. You came down, you humbled yourself and put upon flesh and blood, Lord, and came into this earth's realm, O Lord, to reconcile us to the Father God, to bring us salvation, O God, and to give us all things, Father God, that pertain to life and godliness in yourself, Lord. How is it that you've already given us your very best by giving us yourself? So we know that, Lord, you will make provision for all the needs of your people, O God, because you've already made the need. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We read Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow and judges the very thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing is, all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare with him to whom we have to do. Lord, we declare your word, O Lord, to your people, Lord Jesus. Your word is faithful. Your words are true, Lord. No matter what we are experiencing right now, Lord Jesus, you are our provider. You are our great shepherd. You are our good shepherd. You are the source of every need and every promise. Yes. Every promise, Lord, of your word is true, O Lord, for you are yet watching over your word in the lives of your people, O God, to prosper it, to promote it, to provide for us, your people, O God, super abundantly, Lord. You will meet every need, no matter what the need is, be it physical, O Lord, be it material, O God, for you, O God, are our source, O God. Lord, we thank you that we are people of faith, and that faith is the very substance of the thing hoped for, and we stand in faith, fully trusting, fully relying upon your holy word, knowing that heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of that which you have spoken can fail. So, Lord, we wait patiently. We wait faithfully, looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter, Lord, standing and reflecting, O God, on all the things that you have already done in our lives to this very day, wherein you have been a provider, oh God, wherein you are an on-time God, where you neither slumber and you do not sleep. You are all seeing eye moves to and fro throughout the earth, looking upon your sons and daughters, looking upon your beloved, oh God. Oh, Lord, you are yet working. Even when we don't see you working, you are at work to willing to do of your good pleasure in our lives. And you will perform your word, Lord. You have never failed us, and you will never fail us, oh God. So help us to stand in that place of faith, oh Lord, not looking at the problem, as our sister said, but looking to the God who is well able to meet the need, oh Lord, to meet the need, oh God, showing yourself strong, showing yourself mighty, showing yourself faithful, showing yourself to be the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of your people, Lord Jesus. Lord, we bind the hand of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in every area of the lives of your people. We cast down, oh Lord, every stronghold of darkness in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Material and physical and spiritual need, oh God, abundantly, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for our families, oh God. We pray your strong hand of protection to surround each and every family, oh Lord. We pray, Lord, that husbands will stand in the gap and make up the head as the spiritual heads of their families, oh God, as a priest of their homes, oh God, guarding and protecting, oh Lord, their sons and daughters, their wives, oh Lord, standing in faith, oh Lord, trusting you, Lord, to meet all the needs, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing in the physical bodies, Lord, divine health and divine healing, quickening the mortal bodies of your people, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you give your angels charge over your people, oh Lord, in their going out, in their coming in, in their rising up, in their lying down, to preserve and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, danger, and evil, from all the power of the adversary, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for showing yourself mighty and showing yourself strong in our lives to be a God unto us, oh Lord. We claim Mark 11:22-23. That we will have the God-type faith. We will have faith in God and have the God-type faith. That we will speak unto the mountains, be thou removed and cast into the uttermost parts of the sea, not doubting, but having faith, Lord. For faith is the substance of the thing hoped for, the evidence of what we cannot see, O Lord. For we understand that by faith, Lord, you created, O Lord, all things, O Lord. You spoke your word into existence, Lord. And that word is yet moving, O Lord. That your word is yet restoring and building and transforming every situation and circumstance in the lives of your people, O God. Because the righteous will live by faith. And we stand upon the promises of our God. Stand upon your promise, O God. Knowing that you, again, are faithful and true, O God. And that you have never failed and you never will fail, Lord. So we stand with confidence saying, the Lord before me, he is more than this world against me, O God. We are not looking, O Lord, to the things that are seen, but we are looking into the things that are not seen. Because the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. And we trust in the word of our God. We know, Lord, that you, the man of faith, Abraham, O Lord, you declared a word unto him when he was but 75 years old. And you promised him, O God, a son, O God. And you waited upon that Isaac, and that Isaac manifested some 25 years later, oh God, when it seemed all hope was lost, oh Lord. You are always on time, oh Lord. When we think it's over, you are just beginning, oh Lord, and you will perform that which you have spoken to your people, oh God. Your words are true. Your words are faithful. You are not a man that you should lie, or a son of man that you should repent. You will perform your word to your people. So we stand still and see the salvation of our God in this earth realm, in every area of our lives. No matter what the situation or circumstance, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, O God. You are our peace, O Lord. You are our strong confidence, O Lord. So we say, if God be for me, hallelujah. He's more than anything that will come against me. I will stand still, and I will see the salvation of my God and my King. And I will remember all that he has done, the great and the awesome things that he has done for me in my past.
Yeah.
And hallelujah, he is not yet okay. But he is yet working to will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We magnify your holy name. Show yourself mighty, O God, in the lives of everyone who is listening this night, Lord. Show yourself to be a God to your people, O Lord, the true and the living God. O Lord, the same yesterday, today, and yes, forevermore, O God. Hallelujah. Showing yourself faithful, Lord. Showing yourself strong, Lord. Breaking the strongholds of darkness. Being light, O God. Shining forth and quickening and making all things new in the name of Jesus. So we praise you. We magnify you. We give you all the glory and praise for thanksgiving, Lord. And we are confident, O Lord, that you are yet performing and yet working in the lives of your people, O God. We pray for every family, Lord. Bring healing, bring renewal, bring provision, O Lord. Bring peace, O Lord. Bring joy, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for your supernatural working, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. For you are the God of the supernatural work, O Lord. You declare a thing, O Lord, and you perform a thing, O Lord. You speak, and it is done. O Lord, send forth ministering angels who excel in strength at the voice of your word to every household, O Lord, breaking down, O Lord, every barrier of the enemy, every stronghold of the enemy, O God, putting darkness to flight because your light of your glory, Lord, is being manifested into every heart, Lord, by faith, in Jesus' holy name we declare. And we thank you for it, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God. Thank you, Minister Hilton Britt, for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We give you glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Next, we're going to ask Mother Pat Gallo. Mother Pat Gallo, praise God.
Amen, Mother Pat. Amen.
If you will, and bring, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You can hear me, too?
Oh. Yes, we can. Go right ahead, please. Praise God for you.
Thank you. My scripture is Luke chapter 1, verse 37. With God, nothing. I'm going to say it again. There is nothing impossible. I was meditating, and I shared this with someone else, several people, and I was just talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I want to believe you for the impossible. When man say no, God, you say yes. And soon as I spoke it to the Lord, I opened my devotion, and that's what the scripture was. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. And I've been just thinking about that and meditating and thinking about what they would say that's impossible. Emphysema, COPD, and they own my sister and my nephew own oxygen. And her has not made decisions to serve God. That's not impossible with God.
Mm-hmm.
And as I shared with my nephew, because he was incarcerated, and he just got out of the pen a couple of days ago. And I shared with him, I said, baby, let me tell you, it's not how you started, it's how you end. And so he shared with me, wanting to find a church home so he can get in. And I say that's the best decision that you can. Okay, now I am going to pray. Father, as I come before you, I thank you, Father God, that stand on the grounds of the blood of Jesus. And I declare, not only for myself, but every believer that's on this line, and those that may not be believers, that we stand on the ground of the blood of Jesus, and we declare victory over Satan and all his imps in the name of Jesus. Father, we come up on this prayer line with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We can come to you, Holy Father, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, that your face is after us. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for your mercy. Father God, as we come before you tonight with a heart of thanksgiving, thanking you that you will move by your power in the name of Jesus. Tell you, but we can ask God to intervene in the lives of those that have physical needs. Our sister that is praying and believing for her husband, a change in his health. Lord, with everything, we believe it's not impossible, oh God. We believe that one touch from your hand, oh God, can turn his whole situation around. And for glory,
Amen.
The same thing for my sister and my nephew and her children. And also for mother that is up in age, that her ribs was bruised. Lord, Father, we know that she's pain, but I ask for God to touch her body in a mighty, mighty way, oh God. Lord, Father, God, we thank you. When we read that scripture, oh God, it increases our faith to believe that God, you are God alone, and you are well able to do exceedingly above what we can even ask or think. And you said, according to the power that worketh in us. And we have that God to believe you, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for you, Father. Nothing too hard, oh God. And Lord, your words say that you shall not withhold any good thing from your children upright before. Now, Lord, Father,
that's
God,
right.
I think that you are releasing. You're releasing the manifestation of our healing. Lord, Father, you already said the word, we were healed by the stripes of Jesus. And every known disease that we can come up with, the doctors can come up with, it was taken care of in the stripes of Jesus. And we believe that, Father. We believe, Father God, that now we are waiting on the manifestation. And Lord, Father God, we realize our timing is not like yours. Or what, Father, you are always on time. And we thank you tonight, Lord, that you're by your spirit right now amongst us, oh God. Whatever we have prayed in secret, Father God, you say you will reward us openly. Father God, you say when we have the burdens of others, oh Father God, that you give us the burden to intercede, to pray, to believe, and to stand upon your word. And we standing upon your word, oh God, that healing is ours, that deliverance is ours, provision is ours. Father, we thank you that every door that needs to be opened for my sister's son and her daughter, that you would open the doors for them to get a job. And then not only just a job, oh God, a job that they will minister on in the name of Jesus. Somebody in their life, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father God, we just praise you for the ministry of Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa. Father God, you're a God of increase. You never decrease anyway. You're always increasing.
Amen.
And so we thank you for the increase in the ministry, not only in members, but the increase in the anointing to draw people unto the gospel.
Amen. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Our job is to be those disciples, the print Jesus, and that Jesus is the only way. He is the only way, salvation. Even though there may be stories after stories of false prophets saying there's more than one way. But Lord Father, we thank you that we learn that it's only one way, and that's through the Son for us to be able to get to the Father. Thank you. We come to the Father in the name of Jesus and through his precious blood. So I thank you tonight, Lord Father, for the opportunity to be able to pray in Jesus' name. And I believe you, Lord. And Lord Father God, before I end this prayer, I thank you, Lord God, that I know you are hearing our prayers. And I already know that you answer our prayers, oh God. It's not for us, but it's the glory of you. In Jesus' name, our lives is to bring glory to you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. God bless you, Mother Pat, and thank you for that prayer, that powerful prayer. Amen, amen. Praise God. Next, we're the Gloria Whitehurst. Sister Gloria Whitehurst. Yes, we thank God for you. Sister Gloria, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go right ahead, please. Praise God for you.
I will be coming from the fourth chapter of James. From
whence
come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Amen.
Oh, gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, I come the only way I know how, and that is in prayer, to ask that you would change the hearts, minds, and souls of those that have so much in them that they don't understand the purpose of it and what it can do to cause pain to others. I ask you, Jesus, to change the heart and the minds of those that have envy against anyone, regardless of who it is, how old they are, how young they are, but help them to be taught, to be shown how to love, to want to know who you are, and how to live accordingly. Lord, I ask that you will help those babies, those young ones, even the old ones that have hate and vengeance against anyone and their surroundings and even against those that they don't know and will not have the opportunity to know because they are against them. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to build up their surroundings. Let those that are around them, the adults, those that know, those that have been chosen to teach your word, to show them, give them the understanding, Lord, to want to get to know you for themselves, to be able to hear you, to listen to you, being taught by those that you have chosen to do so. And, Lord, have your way in their lives and their surroundings. Because they are getting younger and younger each and every day. And they have no understanding of what they are doing. But they have so much envy in them against those they don't even know and won't know. But help them to be taught how to love even their enemies.
Yes.
And then bless the parents, the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, cousins, those that can and do know you, to sit down and to have moments and times to teach them, to show mm-hmm. them what it is when they have your yeah. agape love in them. Lord, have your way with them and bless them, healing their hearts, their minds, mm-hmm. and helping them to forgive those that have hurt them. They might not mm-hmm. even know that they've done that, but mm-hmm. help them to forgive and to ask yeah. of you to leave them of that they are carrying yeah. around, so that they won't be hating and be against anyone, but will want to know, to get to know you, to love you, to understand you, to grow in you. Bless family members, friends, and enemies, and have your way, Lord, with all of us, that we will grow and be better servants to you and our surroundings this day and every day. In your name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Gloria. Thank you for that prayer. Yes, we give God the praise. We thank God that he hears and he answers all of our prayers. Oh, yes, he does. In the name of Jesus.
No distance in prayer.
No distance in prayer. No distance in prayer. At this time, we're going to ask Sister Prophetess Cecile Cutchin to come on to the line for prayer. 3295. Just one moment, please. Prophetess Cecile Cutchin, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad.
God bless you.
God bless you. And I will dispatch you in. Can I hear? Is this Prophetess Cutchin?
Yes, ma'am. This is my other phone. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. That's all right. All right. So praise God. Go right ahead, please.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the scripture that I'm coming from tonight is Isaiah 26:3.
Amen.
You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he
Amen.
Trusts in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm praying for our minds tonight. Today I saw several articles on the news, one of which was there was a shooting where 11 people got killed and several other people were wounded. And there was another shooting in a school in Chicago, and an article popped up on my phone where this young man who was mentally disturbed beat his mother just about to death and then sexually abused her. So we're praying for the minds of the people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
yes.
we thank, we praise, we adore you, we magnify, we glorify your holy name. It is in
yes.
you that we live and we move and we have our being. Father God, we
yes.
surrender our all to you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our mind, our will, and our emotions, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we just
yes.
thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For covering us. We thank you for keeping us, Father God. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus. Father
yeah.
God, we ask that you would keep our children. We ask that you would
yeah.
keep our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you would cover our minds, Father, down to 10
yeah.
generations, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus,
yes.
that you would just have your will and your way in our lives. Father God, we're
mm-hmm.
asking for a merited, miraculous favor with everyone whom we encounter,
yes.
Father
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus. God, we ask that you would just continue, Father God, to guide our footsteps. You said in your word that the steps of a righteous man are ordered. So we thank you for ordering our footsteps, Father God, and for guiding us and for leading us, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would cover all of the prayer requests that have been made on the line on this evening, Father God. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus. We know that through you all things are possible. So we thank you,
Amen.
Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for making a way out of no way. My tell you that it is difficult. For making a
yes.
way out of no way, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
When there seems to be no way, Father God, you're always making a way. So we thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way. We thank you for healing
yes.
Michael and anybody else who needs healing on the line on this
yes.
evening. We thank you for healing the mind. We thank you for healing the body.
Yes.
We thank you, Father
yes.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father
yes.
God, for just using us for the kingdom. I tell you, that's the core.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus, for the furtherance of the kingdom. We thank you. We praise you, we adore you, we magnify and we glorify your holy name. It is in you that
yes.
we live, move, and have to be in. Father God, we just thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Father God. For the people, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, who are mourning the loss of their loved ones, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, we ask that you even be with the 6-year-old who shot it, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God, Father God. Be with him. Be with the teacher. Be with the parents.
Yes.
Be with the other
yes.
students who witnessed the incident, Father God.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. So, Father, we just praise you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify your holy name. It is in you that we live, move, and have our being. We surrender it
yes.
all to you, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for Pastors Constance and Jasper Whitehurst, Father God, as they've opened up this platform, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus,
yes.
for us to pray together, Father God, for us to give you all praise, honor, and glory that is due your name, Father God.
Yes.
We ask you to refill them and refuel them as they pour out, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, that you would supply their every need according to your riches and glory. So, Father God,
yes.
we thank you, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify, and we glorify your name. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Prophet. Cecile
yes.
Cutchin
yes.
for that
yes.
powerful
yes.
prayer. Praise
amen.
God.
God bless,
God bless you. We're going to close out with prayer, and I'm going to share with you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, which directs us to pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory for you being God.
Yes.
Thank you for being the head of our lives, Lord God. Thank you for your holy word. Thank you that you're omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, Heavenly Father.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to lift up these prayer requests,
yes.
Lord God, to you in your name. We lift up right now Elder Maddie Green, Lord God, and we pray for her, Lord God,
yes.
the healing, Lord God, to her vocal cords, that her voice will return in the name of Jesus, and pray for healing of her complete body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, manifestation of your healing power over her. We lift up Cashmere Whitehurst
yes,
to you
Father.
Tonight,
yes.
Lord God,
yes.
and we pray for her, Father God,
yes.
and speak healing over her physical body, Lord God, that you remove any form of sickness away from her midst,
yes.
Lord God,
yes.
and thank you for the manifestation of your
yes.
healing power
yes.
that the blood of Jesus Christ
yes.
covers her, Lord God. We lift also up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that
yes.
troubled teen, Heavenly, right now dealing with, Lord, a variety of different issues. We rebuke the hand of Satan against him in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of suicide against him in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of homosexuality against him right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke, Lord God, any attack of the enemy against his young life in the name of Jesus, and pray for his salvation. Pray for his deliverance, Lord God. There is absolutely nothing, Lord, that is impossible for you. You are the God that specializes in turning lives around. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, and speak on his behalf that it is done in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we also lift up to you, Mother Pat's sister and her nephew, Ruth Wilford and Deborah, Lord God, that's dealing with sickness and illness in their body. We rebuke COPD, and we pray, Lord God, that you bring healing, Heavenly Father, to their airways and their air passages in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, you bring healing to that area, that they will be able to breathe and breathe freely. Lord God, once again, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, you're the God, Lord, that can take the oxygen and where they totally will be able to set it aside, Lord God, that, Lord God, you can heal their lungs, breathing passages, total airway, Lord God, and we rebuke COPD in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus comes against it. We pray, Lord God, for that elderly mother, Lord God, that fell and, Lord, injured her ribs, Lord God. We speak healing to her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for manifesting your healing. Thank you, Lord God, for removing from her any pain or discomfort. Thank you, Lord God, that she will come forth, Lord, with a mighty testimony, Lord God, of how God brought forth healing to her body in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up to you the husband of Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Michael Strayhorn, right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak healing over his physical body from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord God. Thank you that you also, Lord God, strengthen Elder Strayhorn as she cares for him and all those, Lord God, that may be in a position of caregiver, Lord God. Sometimes the caregivers get weary, Father God, but Lord, you strengthen them, give them the supernatural strength to do everything that you could do, Lord God, to be able to help, Lord God, comfort, Lord God, to help encourage those that may be battling sickness, to help to lay hands on them. For your word says, Lord, all we got to do, Lord God, you said lay hands on the sick, yes, Lord, and they shall recover, Father God. So we stand in prayer. We stand in the unity of prayer, Lord God, declaring your holy word, Lord God, knowing that your word goes forth and it doesn't return void, my Father, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. Yes, Lord. We lift up also to you Prophetess Cecile Cushing, her son and her daughter that's looking for and seeking employment right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Fulfill that need. We pray for her daughter, Lord God, that's seeking housing, Lord God. Fulfill that need, Father God. We lift up to you Prophetess Cushing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and pray, Lord, that you bring forth abundance, Lord God, and finances, Father God. Lord, because, yes, she operates in your financial system that says, Lord God, that when you give, it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Father God. So we speak an abundant blessing upon her, Lord God, in every area of her life, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any that may be dealing with sickness, that may be on this line or may have the unspoken prayer request, Lord God, bring forth healing. Those that may be dealing with financial difficulties, Lord God, meet that need, Father, as you only can, Lord God. Those that may be dealing with marital issues, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, bring back the love, bring back the unity, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus that once drew them together, Lord God. Your word says that a threefold cord is not easily broken, Father. Let them recognize, Lord God, those marriages, Lord God, that you are to be at the head and the foundation of their marriage, Lord God, because it's only by your presence, Lord God, that marriage will be established as that, Lord God, sanctity, Lord God, of marriage that you intended for it to be. But you must be present, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We also pray for those families, Lord God, that need unity amongst the family members, Father God. Bring forth hurts. Bring forth healing of hurts. Bring forth healing of wounds. Let, Lord God, love come forth from the lips of family members to others, not to cause pain, not to cause hurt, not to cause division, Lord God, but bring forth love and unity amongst family members, Father God. Bring forth divine order, Lord God. Yes. Allow that man, that the husband, the father in the household, to take forth his rightful place as the head of the household, Lord God. Allow that wife, Father God, to join alongside of him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Put that family in godly order that the children will be obedient to the parents, Heavenly Father, Lord God, so that the blessings, Lord, your blessings can flow forth, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Only you are a God of divine order, so that your blessings, Father, will be able to flow throughout families, Lord God, bringing forth, Lord God, peace, bringing forth blessings. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise. Amen. And now, Lord, if there is anyone tonight on this line that does not know you as Lord and Savior of their life, we pray, Lord God, that tonight be their night of salvation and their night of deliverance. If there are those on the line that need to recommit their life to Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, this will be their night of repentance and recommitment. And Romans 10:9-10 clearly states that all you have to do is just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead and pray a simple prayer that says, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Take charge of my life. I know that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this world, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. And I ask you to come into my life and take charge for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that prayer with all sincerity, oh, yes, we welcome you tonight into the body of Christ and the kingdom of God. Amen. The angels of heaven are rejoicing on your behalf.
Thank you, Lord.
We will go ahead. We right at or a little over the time tonight. So we thank you for your patience. Amen. We thank you also, too, for our prayer warriors that brought forth such powerful prayers. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes.
Go forth tonight. Hallelujah. And may God meet every one of the needs of everybody that's on this line. We give God all the praise. Go forth and have a wonderful week. And to God be all the glory. In Jesus' name, God bless. Good night.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Turn it around. God will turn it around. from heaven above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, strong power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
For no reason that he shed his blood. Coming soon, you better be believing.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God
is an awesome God. He reigns
from heaven above with death,
from power and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God
is an awesome God.
He reigns from heaven above with death.
The sky was starless in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. Hope that you have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Sing hallelujah.
Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find
myself
standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever. Forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? But to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dare? I can only imagine.